Don't go to The Greatest Showman expecting to walk away with documented facts about the life of Phineas Taylor Barnum. The trailer tagline says the film is inspired by the imagination of P.T. Barnum, so one can assume the story is highly fictionalized, but a thrill to watch. This project has been a long-term mission for Hugh Jackman, who plays P.T. Barnum. He and director Michael Gracey, in a brief promo, thanked the audience for seeing the film on the big screen as it was intended, and it does deserve a big screen. The cinematography is rich. Scenes shot on the rooftops of New York, a windy beach, a winding Connecticut lane, or the glittering circus ring use colors and textures which are notable and pleasing to the eye. Dance scenes are energetic, technically well executed, and the original songs are perfect for the story. This film was deeply into production before last year's mega hit La La Land was released, so one didn't influence the other, but comparisons are inevitable. Personally, I like this one better. Not only is the cast of characters unique and interesting, but the casting of the characters into the roles was spot on. Evidently, there's nothing Hugh Jackman can't do well. I could watch his tall, handsome self act, sing, and dance all day long. Michelle Williams as his wife is absolutely lovely, almost ethereal. The real Charity Barnum was P.T.'s wife and rock for 44 years, and Michelle makes you believe in that kind of love. Rebecca Ferguson, as the famous singer Jenny Lind, is fabulous as she enchants not only P.T. Barnum, but anyone within hearing distance of her voice. Zac Efron's character of Philip Carlyle, the wealthy young protege, was totally fictional, but adds several key components to the story. This mature version of Zac might entice those who grew up on the High School Musical series to check him out in this period piece. And the same goes for Zendaya in the role of the beautiful trapeze artist. She's been a popular actress on several Disney Channel programs for the past 7 years and will appeal to the younger crowd. In order to feel comfortable gawking at the other freaks and oddities in the cast, it's important to know that from 1840 to 1940, exhibitions of unique and unusual people were a widespread and accepted form of entertainment. Whether considered exploitation or employment, it gave rise to many famous amusement parks and perhaps isn't too far removed from some of the freaks who capture our attention on reality TV shows today. The film is family-friendly and promotes positive social messages in regards to the celebration of humanity in all sizes, shapes, and colors, and that art and entertainment should not be available only to the rich. An apropos quote from P.T. Barnum appears on screen. The noblest art is that of making others happy. The Greatest Showman does make others happy. It runs 1 hour and 45 minutes and is rated PG. This is Barbara Bretz with your Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series. See you at the movies.